This is interesting. Now, this is, you know, Tweety country pastor. And this is so funny because she's so de-sexed. Like, what I get from this outfit is, hello, I have no sexuality whatsoever. You know, and it's like, look how pretty she is. And she's just either cut her hair or pulled it back. She's really pretty. Her face is lovely. She's smiling. And yet she just is hiding her figure. She's got layers, I mean, yards of fabric on. She has this big old skirt that's swallowing her alive and boots. So, I mean, God, we're not showing any skin. The sweater's kind of too big and shapeless and as drab as you can get. And so, you know, good thing, good. The good news is I'm left with a beautiful impression of a lovely, warm, inviting smile. So she's not distracting at all from the loveliness of her face, you know. But the bad news is, my gosh, is there a human body in all that fabric?
Again, though, I would imagine, I don't know, but I would imagine that if she could talk from the picture, she might say, well, but like, I'm in the least sexy profession, you know, or like, I don't want to show my body.
Yeah, you know, but there's a difference. There's a big difference between showing off your body and then just being willing to wear something that's tailored enough to show that you have a shape, you're a human being. And the thing about sexuality is that haven't we seen the danger of pretending that we're so beyond sexuality in the clergy that we repress it all and end up acting out in horrifically damaging ways? I mean, we are also human beings and sexual beings, and it doesn't mean that we should dress in a sexy manner, but we have to deal with the incarnational reality. We have bodies, and hiding it behind yards of fabric is not a solution to people's fears about sexuality, or about feminine sexuality or anything. It's just, this is a healthy young woman, and she could be wearing something very modest, but tailored enough to show that she's in there. But because the way that she's chosen to dress is so almost extremely, she's making such an effort to seem drab and sexless, that is a little bit distracting to me, actually. It's
Interesting.
like it's so intentional. Whereas if she had worn a navy blazer or something with some buttons and a little bit of shape to it, and she could have worn a skirt that went well below her knees and a nice pair of boots or something, you'd just see that there was not this intent, you know, this attempt to wipe out the feminine, which is what it seems to me that she's doing. And she's chosen colors that are, they're not just neutral, they're drab.
They're not colors.
They're not colors even, really. They're just, how can I blend in with this stone wall
Right.
as much as I can? So that, you know, there's to me a little bit of fear in that, or a little bit of I don't want to be noticed. And the fact is when you're a clergy person, you've got to be willing to be noticed.